We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up while using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Since it is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, that means a couple things. First of all, we've got Andy and Bob back in, and we need to announce our winner for the Ask Ross segment. Yes, guys, I did remember. It's not the new year yet, but that's my resolution, that I'm going to remember every week to announce our winner. And this week's winner was Doug from Paradise, PA. And I will tell you this, Doug was smart enough to butter us up by telling us how much he enjoyed the podcast. So that helped his cause. All right, guys. In segment number one, we talked about the players coming and going, mostly those players that were going. This segment, I want to talk about the new players that have come in, freshmen, redshirt freshmen, that despite this 4-5 season, they were a bright spot and something that you got to look forward to seeing them play in the future. And I'd like to highlight some of them. And Andy, let's start with you. At running back, we came into the season thinking, oh my goodness, is that running back room filled? Then we lost Journey Brown very quickly, Noah Kane after the first series of the first game, and then even Devin Ford missed several games. It ended up with two true freshmen left to carry the load, Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes, and boy, they were pretty good, weren't they?
So you asked us to put down the young guns, and I had six guys on my list, and I had one running back. Not for any, not being slighted or anything. I put Kevon Lee down because when they had to go to Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes, when it was clear, when they were using all three, Devin Ford, Kevon, and Keziah Holmes, you were starting to get a little bit of look at him during that 0-5 stretch, you were like, I was wanting more for 24 having the ball. Just watching in the eye test, I was like, man, that's your every down running back to me, it looks like. There's a role for Devin Ford, and Keziah Holmes is advanced, you could say, for a true freshman, but he wasn't as advanced as Kevon Lee. And Kevon Lee, to me, looks like an every down back. Now, the problem is Noah Kane's going to come back, and Noah Kane is a full-grown man of a running back already, despite the three snaps. So that's going to put him as on a little bit of a back burner, in my opinion. But the young gun that I want to see continue to develop and going forward at the running back position, Kevon Lee. He struck me early just on the eye test watching him, and I'm like, man, I like that kid. Why didn't he get the ball more? Give it to 24. And eventually they did, but he is the one for me.
I'm going to be fascinated, Andy, next year to see how they handle the running back room. And I'm all prepared to see, geez, how are they going to distribute the carries? But I said that before the 2020 season started also, and look where we ended up. Bob, with you, I want to head to the tight end position. We all knew coming into the season about Pat Freiermuth. We didn't know what was behind Pat Freiermuth. Yeah. Turns out there's a pretty lot there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think Brenton Strange's 2020 season is one of the more underrated seasons by a young Penn State player. You know, I think he caught one pass 2 years ago. He caught it for a touchdown. People got excited. But he also kind of – he remade his body. I think he got bigger and stronger. And he – here's the key. He showed a willingness to block. Penn State's had some tight ends as big as him that did not want to block. Brenton Strange seemed to relish contact. I think he has caught the eye of not only Tyler Bowen, but also James Franklin. You're going to see a lot of him for as long as he is a Penn State Nittany Lion and he's healthy. And Theo Johnson's just getting started. I think for him to play the way that he did as a true freshman without any spring practice really speaks well about what he can contribute as well. I think we clearly haven't seen the best of him as a receiver. And I think that's really why they brought him to Penn State is, you know, what can he do as a pass catcher, as a guy in the red zone, as somebody who can win 50-50 balls, as somebody who can be a matchup problem, you know, on the perimeter. He also wasn't afraid to block. I think Kirk Ciarrocca has his two tight ends set for the next couple of years, and I think it's going to be one of the better ones in the Big Ten, and in a couple of years, maybe one of the better ones in the country.
We looked at Penn State as bringing in the linebackers all the time, the running backs. I think we've got to add tight end to that list because not only are these two young guys going to be around for a bit, but they're recruiting well at that position also. Andy, you mentioned that you already had your list, so instead of me throwing someone at you, I am just going to hand it over to you. We talked tight ends. We talked running backs. What direction do you want to go next with your young guns?
So I'm going to go on the offensive line. The expectation is that they're going to lose some talent and some veteran experience, right? Michael Mann's going to be gone. Will Fries is going to be gone. We don't know about Wallace at the left tackle position. That one's up in the air, right? You agree, Bob? That one's a 60-40, 40-60 proposition, right? You would agree with that?
You mean Rashid Walker.
I mean Rashid Walker. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think I would say 50-50, 60-40. I think he certainly would be a high draft pick, but if he stays, he could be a super high draft pick in 2 years.
Right. So that's an interesting one to follow. The young guns I like on the offensive line are Caden Wallace, I think, is going to be terrific. I think he's going to be an elite player if he stays around for long enough. I think he's going to be really good. And what I got to see of Juice Scruggs in a limited version, congratulations to him for getting back on the field after that horrific accident and then getting back on the field and being like, whoa, like jumping out on the offensive line. I am very excited for those two guys on the offensive line. I think they have some of the bases to be anchors up front.
It certainly seems that way. We heard a lot about Caden Wallace coming into this season, and he worked his way into the lineup. They couldn't keep him out of the starting lineup anymore. They had to put him in there. Kudos to him, and it'll be nice to see him going forward, how he develops. All right, Bob, I let Andy pick a player that he wanted to. I got to give you the same privilege. Where are you headed among the young guys?
Yeah, so I'll be Captain Obvious. Parker Washington, the true freshman wideout, ideally built to play the slot position. Body type not unlike, I think, Taylor Stubblefield, the man who coaches him. He's listed at 5'10", 205, which is kind of sturdy, 200 pounds. I wonder if he was able to maintain that weight. But it just seemed like the longer the year went, especially Sean Clifford really developed a rapport with him. He had that 2-touchdown game during the 5-game winning streak where, they just couldn't – the defense just really couldn't handle Parker Washington. But he was a force, you know, from the beginning. I think even in his first game, I think he caught the touchdown pass in overtime. He showed he belonged. Very dangerous player after the catch, very good route runner, and I just think he gained the confidence of Clifford and Kirk Ciarrocca. And I would just add, physically, Even though I don't think he would make my list, I'm going to be very curious to see what kind of step Keandre Lambert-Smith, the other true freshman wideout, can take in year two. They kept running him out there, and they had some other options. That tells me they must have really liked what he was doing on the practice field. It just really hasn't translated yet in games, but he's a young player. He's a bigger player. He's going to play outside. I'm real curious about him, but I think Parker Washington in the next couple of years is just going to pile up catches, meaningful catches, and yards and touchdowns for Penn State.
And especially if Jahan Dotson chooses not to return, Bob, those two guys are really going to have to step it up for next season. All right, Andy, I hope we didn't use up all six of your players. I think there's still an obvious guy out there on defense. Where are you headed?
I'm not going. I think I'm not going to the captain obvious spot. I'm going to linebacker, and I'm going the young gun that I want to see more of going forward will be Lance Dixon. I say this from the perspective of we got like an appetizer sampler form of it this year. And it was a mishmash, right? Like it was like, okay, he's got the wrong gap. He's out of position. He's overrunning. You see some of that. And then you also see him getting to the spot and being in position, but not quite being able to make the play. But we know that there's potential there. And it is a development process. He clearly couldn't get on the field as much because there was still another level of development that he needs as a player, irregardless of his talent. Well, we know the talent is there. So he's one I'm looking forward to because I think there's a high ceiling for him. He just had to get to the point where he could get on the field and develop that high ceiling, and he wasn't quite there yet. That's why I want to see more of him.
All right, Bob, you then, because Andy passed on it, right. You get to go to the obvious guy on defense. Go for it.
Well, I would say that Brandon Smith and Joey Porter Jr. are potential stars next year. Joey Porter as a cover corner, physical, lanky. I think he could be the best corner of the James Franklin era by the time he's done. Brandon Smith has got all Big Ten talent. I just wish they wouldn't have him out on an island all the time. And sometimes – He's so far away from the football. It takes him – they kind of take him out of place. I wouldn't mind seeing him almost in the middle or have a different kind of role for him. There's not a lot. Once he makes up his mind and he identifies where the ball's going, he gets there in a hurry. There are not many linebackers with the tool set of Brandon Smith.
All right. Very good, guys. I think we got all the obvious ones in, and we even got a non-obvious one in. Thank you for that, Andy. That is it for quarter number four. That's it for our show for today. Happy New Year to everyone, and we'll see you next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.